Sharing ideas is the funnest part of the creative process. We decided to skip the boring part of actually making stuff and just do the fun part. I'm your host, Tom Walma.
And I am Justin Sakerica.
And this is Creativity Wasted.
I'm ready, man. We got a packed house tonight. Just yeah. Get by here. Yeah.
five or six cancellations. And
yeah.
I'm going to leave that in because passive aggressiveness, I guess.
No.
I'm not going to name the names, though.
So it's an unfortunate part of life that at some point or another, we're going to have to go to a funeral, correct?
Yep.
And they're a drag. Let's not beat around the bush. Funerals are a drag. But I think I got a way to put the fun back in funeral, okay? So you know how the big thing now is they have gender reveal parties where everyone gets together, they have cake, and they play games, and everybody will guess the gender of the baby, and it's a big production? I think we need to have death reveal parties at funerals. So when somebody dies, you don't figure out how they died until the actual funeral, right?
Oh, but, I see. So it's not like you don't know who. You say you know who died.
But you don't know how they died.
You don't know how they died.
Yes. So it's like, oh no, my good buddy Bob died. Guess I got to go to the funeral and find out how. And you know, like you can go there and again, they have like games where you can guess how Bob died. And I mean, obviously, like, depending on how well you knew Bob, you'd be able to guess the cause of his death, right? And like, no matter what, it's going to have to be an open casket funeral. And what the embalmers can do is they can kind of like take his body and jimmy it up, you know, to make it, you know, to really like give you an idea of how he died. Like, if he got, you know, shot in the head, they'd have like a gun laying on his head, or you know, like they'd sculpt something up, and you know, like everybody would guess how Bob actually died, or you know, if Bob was an alcoholic, they'd lift open the casket, there'd be all that fun, colorful smoke, and then he'd be laying there with a bottle of Jack Daniels, and you know.
So, is that the reveal, or is that before people have finalized their guesses?
Oh no, that's the reveal. Like
that's the reveal.
Everybody will finalize their guesses. And then it's like, here's how Bob died. And you open it up and there it is. And, you know, I think it'd be a lot of fun. You know, it would really make the funeral a fun day. You get to play games and, you know, everybody would be arguing about how he died. And, you know, like, for example, if it was me in there, it would just be me alone, dying alone in the casket. So.
Couple thoughts.
Okay.
I think that might provide you with pressure to die in an interesting way because you don't want to let your loved ones down.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, exactly. You want to die in a fun way. Like, you don't want to be boring. Oh, he died in his sleep and you just be in there with like a pillow and a blanket. Like, no, like I want to get mauled by a grizzly bear or something fun, you know?
Yeah, like, oh, my heart. I feel like I'm having a heart attack. Quick, honey, get the chainsaw.
Yeah, exactly. And then, like, you know, it makes it more of a joyous occasion, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, like it gives you more motivation to not be so boring and die in a very interesting way, you know? And again, like I imagine like everybody writing down their ideas and, you know, kind of like you pin them on this board and, you know, it could even be multiple choice if you want it as well. You know, like the spouse or the parents of whoever died could like, okay, here are 10 options on how Bob died. Which one was it? You know, A, B, C, or D, all the above, you know?
Is the prize, like, the will? Like, the
inheritance? I was thinking that, yeah, like, if you get it, or it could be if you don't get it right and you were in the will, you're cut out of the will. Then it would motivate you to really get to know the person well to make sure that when they die.
People would be cheating. They'd get, like, x-ray infrared specs to try to see into the coffin and like,
yeah,
like grave diggers, but like before they're in the grave.
Yeah. And I mean, it would really put the people who cremate others kind of in a bind, because if somebody wanted to be cremated, well, you have to wait until after the death reveal to cremate them, you know. But that, you mean, that could be part of the fun too. If somebody wants to be cremated, it's like, okay, well, the person who correctly guesses how they died could be the one to light the match, I guess. I think it'd be fun. I think it'd be a lot of fun. Some people say it's morbid. I don't care. I think it's a good idea.
This is what I want. If I die prematurely and my mom's still alive, when they open the coffin and my mom sees me, I want her to go, shit.
Yeah.
She guessed wrong.
Yeah. They, oh, fuck. I should have known that. You know, I should have fucking known. He got into heroin years ago.
I guess it's better for people to be disappointed that they lost a bet than sad.
Yeah. Yeah. See, again, it takes away sadness and it makes you just disappointed. You know? I mean, it would really be hard if, like, it was a pretty extravagant way you died in. Like, it was on the news, but, you know, people who want to go to the funeral and win that will money, they'd have to keep it quiet, you know? You probably see more people being EMTs, because that way, you know, like, they would have, like, insider information. Like, hey, don't tell anybody, but I know how Jimmy died, man. He fell out the window of a five-story building.
Yeah, you might be able to, like, browse their, like, Facebook history and see, like, oh, are they smoking? Have they gotten fatter?
Yeah.
Do they have a dangerous job?
Again, man, it adds to the mystery. Or were they just a complete sicko when they choked on a banana while sitting on the toilet? You know, you never know. And then the
why would that make you a sicko? I eat in the toilet.
Well, I mean, maybe when I'm, you know, feeling real low. But yeah, man, death reveal parties. I think it's going to be the next big thing, man. In 2025, it's going to be hitting like hotcakes.
I guess you could think of a funeral as not a gender reveal party, but as a gender finalization party, gender funeral. I don't know. Well, I thought I had something there, but
yeah,
it didn't go anywhere.
Usually they call gender funerals sex changes, because that's when one of your genders dies and the other one comes on.
I guess everybody's asexual when they're dead.
Yeah, pretty much.
Hopefully.
You know? If you get bit by the Brazilian wandering spider, it's a very deadly spider. One of the side effects is you get a massive erection.
Yeah, they say that, like, sometimes people, like, sit up in their coffins because of, like, rigor mortis, something or other, chemical-y thing. They don't mention erections, but maybe it's because it's not visible. Like,
I guess, I don't know. Or
maybe they tuck it. They duct tape it to the leg.
Yeah. They pull the Buffalo Bill.
They suction out all the semen and. Oh God.
Yeah, they suck your balls dry and they get all the blood out of there so you can't physically get. Oh wait, no, yeah, because they drain your blood so you wouldn't be able to get a boner when you're dead.
Yeah, I guess sitting up doesn't require blood because it's nervous system.
Yeah.
Whereas an erection, yeah, it is the circulatory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sucks. Well,
I was hoping to have one more good erection, but
yeah, well, yeah,
not.
Yeah, like really, like hey, like let's make this one let's push a half inch out of this motherfucker, you know.
I want people to compliment my size
upon your death. Yeah,
upon my death.
Like, well, I didn't guess how Tom died, but damn, he was fucking hung.
Yeah, funerals are really expensive, and we mentioned the will, but you could also have betting of the cause of death, like,
yeah,
and then maybe the house could take a cut of that to pay for the funeral.
Oh, it's a good idea.
I guess you need a lot of people making big ass bets, though, you know.
Oh, yeah, you know, like anybody can go to anybody's funeral as long as they're not banned, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, maybe you have a private and a public.
You just open up a whole new can of worms, because you could have like funeral betting now, it'd be a whole thing. Just these like fucking bookies going to funerals, you know?
Yeah.
There'd be a whole market for it, you know? Just, oh, yeah, I knew Sam from high school. We were buddies. By the way, I want to bet that he died of getting kicked in the head by a horse.
I wonder, that brings up another thing, too. It's like, sometimes it's like, well, was the guy murdered or not? This might provide a financial incentive for the cops to reinvestigate, because if like a big whale lost a big bet because they thought you were murdered and the cops were just too lazy to look into things, they might like demand, they might even pay for like a blood test of some sort or a PI to look into some things. It's like it might lead to more murderers getting caught if we could bet on deaths.
Yeah.
Or it could go the other way. It could be like people commit murder and then bet on it.
Knowing how that person died. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's like, I'm going to kill you, and then I'm going to bet at your funeral how you died to get some money.
Or it might not even be kill. It might even be like, oh, I could call 911, or I could just watch you die, sneak out of the house, and make some big money on a bet. Murder through inaction.
It's a whole new world, man. It's a whole new can of worms, and I like every second of it. I think it's going to be the next big thing, man.
I guess there's already, people could already take a policy out on you, or for the will, at least the will part, they could already murder you to get the will. So this is just like not adding a new incentive to murder you. It's just changing who's incentivized to murder you.
Yeah.
Broadening it, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, if it's a common death, there's probably multiple winners. So it's not like...
Yeah. Which, again, you know, like, if you and I were at a funeral and we bet the same way that someone died, we would have to split the winnings, obviously, or split the will, of course.
Yeah, so maybe splitting out the money to more people maybe would disincentivize murder for wills, for the big payout.
Yeah. Or, I mean,
then again, just to go back and forth and back and forth, then again... You see, like, cops and, like, detective shows, and somebody will murder somebody for, like, $2,000 or something.
Yeah.
It's like, maybe it wouldn't get low enough to,
Yeah. It would suck if, like, you died in front of everybody that you cared about. Like, if you died on your wedding day, and then everybody knows, and nobody would get a thing, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you died from a heart attack dancing at your reception.
That would be... Because it's like there's a whole, like, annulment. Like, you have to consummate the marriage before it counts.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, if you die at the reception. Well, I've never been married. Do they go have sex between the wedding and the reception?
I know people who have.
But it's not custom.
It's not tradition.
But imagine that. You marry somebody for their money. They die between the wedding ceremony and... consummating the marriage, like, in that tiny little bit of time, and so you don't get any money. Have a really tame reception if you're marrying, like, a frail old guy. Like, no, you don't get up and dance, you sit down.
Yeah.
One glass of alcohol for you. Nobody bang on the thing, you might distract him, and he might keel over. Everybody just be gentle. Would you be willing to be the first death to be bet on?
Oh, absolutely. Because I have no idea how I'm gonna die. Hopefully it's exciting, and I really think it'd be great to be the first person. Now, I mean, obviously not this year, of course, but, you know, I would want to be the first person to have my death bet upon and guessed upon.
So if I hear that you've died, should I call up your parents?
Yes.
Like, listen, float this idea.
Yeah.
Send him the video.
And yeah, you could send him the video and say, look, it's proof. It's proof. My dad would probably love it. My mom, not so much. Yeah, I don't think my mom would be too pleased. My dad would be sad, but he's like, yeah, fuck, let's do it. Let's go ahead and bet on my son's death.
Well, they would be exempt, right? Because they would probably know. Or whoever's, like, your next of kin, or the person who runs the funeral.
It all depends on how I go out, man. We could finish the podcast. I could walk in the kitchen, slip, fall, bang my head, be it. Or in the morning, I could go out to work and there could be a stray dog that jumps up and bites my throat. You never know, man. The world is my oyster of death.
Jogging too far.
You know what? That's actually probably not a bad guess. A couple years ago, slipping in the ice. Well, no, a couple years ago, I ran 7 miles on a day that it was like 102 degrees. And I drank plenty of water. And I wasn't dehydrated, but I was really overheating, and I got about 5 miles in, and, like, I just started seeing all these, like, black spots, and I couldn't hear, and I'm like, okay, I need to, like, chill the fuck out for a little bit. So, yeah, it was bad. It wasn't a smart thing to do.
Were you alone?
Yeah, I was alone. Yeah, and there were people in my running club who were like, dude, don't do it. I'm like, I'll be fine. No, I wasn't fine. My brain was half-cooked. Yeah, I got back to the ending point and just, like, laid on the grass for, like, 20 minutes, dude. It was a dumb idea, but I survived.
I've gotten, Yeah, I've gotten heat exhaustion from moving once. Yeah, it can take a long time. It can take hours before you're feeling like normal.
Yeah. And again, like I wasn't even dehydrated.
I was like shaky like all night. Like,
yeah, just my body was just overheated, man. How do you think you would die?
Well, an interesting death could be with my fitness gaming thing. I don't know if I told you about that, but I build the video game controllers into the fitness machines. So I have one for the treadmill and one for a rowing machine and an exercise bike. I a couple of times I tried doing like a VR on the treadmill.
Yeah.
Like, so I couldn't see anything.
Oh, jeez.
I could easily fall and like keel over, like rub all my skin off on the treadmill. That'd be an interesting way to go.
It would be. I wouldn't have thought of that. I wouldn't have thought of that at all.
Well, now you have the, you can take the long bet if I die.
Yeah, I have the odds are in my favor if you pass away.
Probably be a heart thing or throat, stomach cancer would probably be it because I'm at high risk for that.
Okay, so, no, I should be taking notes so I can I can win your funeral money here. That's boring though. That's pretty mundane. I go on a lot of hikes in the woods by myself. I've come across a few black bears and other shit. So, I mean, that'd be pretty fun.
Do you carry bear spray?
I don't carry bear spray when I go near black bears because most black bears are going to be really afraid of you. All you have to do is make yourself look big and scream and yell and they run away or they
don't.
Did
you have to do that?
I've done it every time I've seen one just out of habit. And most of the time they sit there and they see you and they acknowledge you when they go about doing whatever it is they're doing. Only one time did I get real nervous. It was, there was one that was like up on a ridge and I was walking like underneath and I was like, hey, you know, blah, 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 like making all this noise. And it didn't stop what it was doing and like run away. It stopped and looked at me and started like sniffing the air. And I was like, okay, this is probably not a good idea. So I hurried along the trail. So,
Was that like in Michigan, like local?
No, not crazy local. The furthest south that black bears are in Michigan are going to be about as high as the thumb, but they're all over the UP, but you don't see them too much. Now, in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, where I've been a few times, they're literally about as common as squirrels. They're everywhere down there. So you got to be aware. I do want to go to Glacier National Park this summer, and they have grizzlies in Glacier National Park, and that's one thing that you do not want to mess with. I will carry bear spray if I go to Glacier National Park.
My sister used to work there for about a summer, a year.
Well,
she wasn't an outdoors person, like with run-ins or anything. She just worked the hotels.
Gotcha. Well, there could be a way to guess how she dies. Something in a hotel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe like, you know, that like this woman who was found in like a water tower at the top of a
Elisa
hotel.
Lam.
Oh, you even know the name? Yeah.
Yeah. That, I know all about that. It's crazy.
That would be the rare death in a hotel that would give you the big bucks if you guessed it.
That's a creepy case, man. Like they have the video of her being followed or they think she was being followed. And then like 5 days later when people were taking showers, like the water was coming out. Like, they were showering in her decomposing tissue because she was in the water tower. Fucked up, man. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Well,
anything more with your idea?
No, that's pretty much it, man. You got to guess how people die at a funeral. It puts the fun back in a funeral. I think it's an A+ idea.
Any shows you want to promote?
Just follow Random Banana Entertainment on Instagram. I've got shows at Bearded Lamb in Plymouth, Michigan. I've got Dearborn Brewing in Dearborn, Michigan. Downey Brewing Company in Dearborn, Michigan. Rusted Crow Distillery in Dearborn Heights. And Rusted Crow on the Lake in Belleville.
Awesome. I have a Twitch channel called Gamey McFitness where I game on my homemade video game controllers connected to fitness machines.
If you like this podcast, please subscribe and give a review or rating on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you got it.
I have a website, creativitywasted.com, and I also started a Patreon. So if you love the show, consider donating to Patreon.
Thanks for listening.
This has been a production of Planet Amp Podcast, powered by Pinecast.